Welcome to Fireside Chats with me, Grand Chief Jerry Daniels, brought to you by the Southern Chiefs Organization. Join us as we chat and highlight all the advocacy we are doing with and for our nation.
Bonjour, Anine, Han, hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of Fireside Chats, brought to you by the Southern Chiefs Organization. I'm Grand Chief and your host, Jerry Daniels. We are coming to you from the studios of NCI on Treaty 1 territory. This is the first of a three-part podcast series focusing on First Nations healthcare. We will hear about the critical state of healthcare from our community experts, chiefs, and other special guests. The first of its kind, this special healthcare series will kick into action everything from updates on key federal agreements, community pilot programs, key areas of opportunity when it comes to First Nations health. There's a lot of buzz in the media about the state of healthcare in Manitoba and in First Nations communities in particular. We hear about all the ways the healthcare system is failing to serve us, not enough about the success stories and examples of resilience and strength. That's the focus on today's episode. We will do a deep dive into Penamutang First Nation, who has a state-of-the-art healthcare center that's received national recognition for their excellence. From staff retention of healthcare professions to the range of services offered within community, Penamutang Health Center is a leader in First Nations health. Joining us today, we have Chief Anderson from Penamutang First Nation. He is in his second term as chief, and he's seen and supported a lot of the healthcare transformation happening in the community. Chief Anderson is an advocate for First Nations rights and empowerment. He has deep roots in his community, as well as a strong commitment to serving its members. In the second half of the show, we will have a chat with Gwyn Travers, who is the Director of Health Services in Penamutang First Nation. We will hear from Gwyn about the future plans to bring a host of healthcare services to Penamutang as a way of reducing barriers to access and decolonize health. You can see that we have a great lineup here today, and I'm excited to get right into it. I'm glad you're able to join us on NCI or wherever you get your podcasts. SCO has been working hard to bring ownership of health back to our communities. In the beginning of the year, SCO has invested time and resources to transform First Nations health in Southern First Nations. We hired a new CEO to lead this initiative and create more capacity together with leaders, chiefs, and community experts. Joining us now to talk about this, to share some of the details about the state of healthcare in our communities, is Chief Anderson. Chief Anderson has spent his career advancing the interests of First Nations people and promoting social justice. He has held many roles, including representing First Nations on key negotiations with federal agencies and stakeholders. Chief Anderson, welcome to Fireside Chats.
Thank you, Grand Chief. Thank you for having me on your podcast here. I'm the Chief of Penamutang First Nation. We're here to talk about our health. It's one of our areas, a lot of areas that are of importance, and I'm proud to say our health center is leading in the health centers of their accreditations. And also, thanks to your leadership, Grand Chief Daniels, we've been able to create more capacity through the support we've received from Southern Chiefs Organization. Through the great advocacy work Southern Chiefs has been providing, we've been able to navigate difficult relationships and build more capacity with human resources. Thank you for that. Like in many of our communities, several challenges that remain are healthcare infrastructure and access to specialized healthcare services. We lack space at our health centers, our health center facilities, and our medical care staff, and to build on reserve capacity for emergency services. We need more doctors. We need more nurses. Our health centers are growing on our First Nations, and but we need those doctors, we need those nurses, and we need those trained staff.
What have been some of the health-related initiatives that you'd like to highlight?
The work that the health transformation is doing on health, human resource strategy, has been great. It's nice to see our people engaging our communities and doing things in traditional ways. Utilizing our own people to increase healthcare professionals in communities is the best way to help our people. More of our health director, Gwyn Travers, will speak more on these things, on how our health center is being run, and the things that that we need more of. We need more services, and she'll identify those when she speaks.
We know that Penamutang has seen many successes when it comes to health-related community initiatives. What has helped you create this success and to maintain it?
Penamutang has a learning hub that's in conjunction with our tribal council that's being used for training our young people, our people are, right now it's teaching. We need to expand on that as we need, like I said earlier, we need doctors, we need nurses, And Gwen and myself and another staff member have been working on a training facility for several years now, and the capital for that is where we're at. We need that space for creating more training opportunities to advance our health, the shortage we have in staff and professionals.
Looking ahead, what are some of the key priorities or opportunities for advancing health in Southern First Nations communities? What can the rest of us do to support this process?
I think there were the name of the thing, our approach to healthcare and CFS matters and education also is in partnerships. I think we have several partnerships with our health director and our health staff. They like to take the lead on creating partnerships. Because, for example, we have 47% of our clients that come to our health center are not from Pinimuteng. And rather than pursuing those costs, our health center is carrying those and just to maintain those partnerships and try to strengthen on those ones there, those areas.
What would you tell people who are listening when it comes to health, what they should do to help health for themselves and for their community? What could people do to help that?
I think health includes all areas that are of our life, including education and even family services. And a lot of our programs now we're getting into our land-based to help with the mental health, and because that has a lot to do with your health. I think we need to create more opportunity in our traditional ways, our traditional lifestyles of being on the land and learning about our how to look after yourselves the way with our elders did. And I think that can be done wholly as in all areas, not just health working on it. We need to have all areas working together, networking on creating this a better health environment for our people.
Thank you so much, Chief Anderson. Has been good to chat with you today. One last question. Since you became leader of Pinimuteng as the chief, what have been your challenges as a chief in your community, and how have you been able to deal with that?
Well, one of the challenges that we have is just as all communities' capacity. There's so much opportunity. If you're pursuing that opportunity, you need the staff. You need those professionals like anybody else, and we need the space. Because once we've started moving on in all our areas, we're running out of space. That's one of the things that's it's really badly needed in health. Our health center, every time we expand, and by the time the expansion has been done being built, it's full. And then we have to start another expansion, and it's kind of hindering us that we don't have enough space. So that's a major thing that I've been working on, is creating spaces and working with CFS, our health education, to create more space where we can take advantage of more programming and look after people better. There is a programming is available if you pursue it, but the major thing is office space and more learning spaces and training spaces.
Thank you again for that. Chief Anderson been a passionate advocate for First Nations health in Manitoba, and so we've been very fortunate to have you join us and to really watch Pinimuteng lead in the region and be an example for the rest of the First Nations on how we tackle health. And, you know, the comments about capacity are just so important for not only leaders to hear, but also for those who are thinking about healthcare, who are thinking about trying to make their communities healthy. You know, they need to hear those messages. And so thank you for coming and sharing that with us today. Now, as we go to break, we will be right back.
Mouth of the river, let the land take back all the things that it gives us. I was never alone, I was always with the spirit. So bury my bones at the mouth of the river, bury my bones at the mouth of the river, let the land take back all the things that gives us. I was never alone, I was always with the Spirit. So bury my bones at the mouth of the river. I'm at peace with death now, still wanna live it up. Though life has its letdowns, it's still time to fill it up with stories and laughter. Writing new chapters, reading old books and sharing them after. Green tea and coffee, no sugar, too cream. The places we started feels all like a dream. Don't wake me, don't wake me. I know I'm not sleeping completely at peace with the things I believe in. So bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Let the land take back all the things that it gives us. I was never alone. I was always with the Spirit. So bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Bury my bones at the mouth of the river. Let the land take back all the things that it gives us. I was never alone. I was always with the Spirit. So bury my bones at the mouth of the river.
Welcome back. That was Bury My Bones by Leonard Sumner. I'm your host and SEO Grand Chief, Jerry Daniels. As you heard in the first half, SEO communities like Pinay Mutang are deeply committed to advocating and advancing healthcare among First Nations. We do this by empowering communities and leaders to strengthen wellness in a way that honors self-determination in health. One way that we do this is by leaning on grassroots experts with tenacity, strength, and passion for her community. That certainly applies to my next guest. Gwen Travis is here to talk to us about just how she's managed to do that. Gwen was born and raised in the community, and she's built impressive capacity for health services since the time of becoming the health director for Pinay Mutang back in 2016. Let's start at the beginning. Tell us about the journey to becoming the health director of Pinay Mutang, Gwen.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. I feel privileged and honored. So you could hear what our community has gone through in terms of enhancing its healthcare services. Well, I first moved back to my home nation in 2016 after moving away, trying to make a life for myself here in Winnipeg and going to school. And I decided to move back, and I worked in various organizations, mainly in healthcare. And I decided to move back, and it was something else, I tell you, because moving back home and starting to work in healthcare on reserve, you just felt like you were 10 years back in the healthcare. There was such a lack of capacity in our health center at that time. So moving back home, a lot of hard work was put in to where we are today.
You've had a lot of good press over the past few years. Pinay Mutang Health Center has received multiple accreditations at the national level. Tell us what inspired you to seek accreditation and how you obtained it for those of us listening who might want to do the same.
Well, one of the first things I had recognized was many First Nations weren't recognized by our counterparts in the provincial healthcare system. And we depend highly on going off reserve to seek healthcare. And one of the things I recognized right away was, hey, where do we fit in terms of partnership with our provincial counterparts? And that was one of the things I noted that was lacking, especially in rural settings. And one of the things that there was a lot of issues, and it was mainly the people accessing care and seeking good services that kind of just inspired me to start the process, because we wanted to have a voice at the table, and that wasn't happening at that time. And we wanted to enhance our healthcare services for the betterment of our people. So one of the things that we started doing was, like driving Highway 6, you'd see these red and white flags beaming at these hospitals that said accreditation. And I kind of figured, you know what, why don't we follow suit? Just so that they could recognize us as a health facility as well. And so we kind of just followed the accreditation process. And at that time, I think now we've gained that recognition. But going through the accreditation journey was so difficult. We started the process back in 2008. And then at that time, many staff were very apprehensive in we all didn't know what accreditation was. It was first introduced to us, and okay, you know what? These hospitals are accredited. Why can't we? So we started that process. But you know what? Throughout the journeys, throughout the accreditation journey, we've noted that, you know what? We are following many protocols that provincial health facilities follow, but everything needs to be written down. There needs to be protocols in place, and you know, and that's the route we decided to take. And I feel like attaining exemplary standing through accreditation has provided the nation with recognition.
That's very, very impressive what has taken place. For those listening interested in replicating this model in their own communities, you talked about capacity, or we've talked a little bit about capacity services earlier. Could you tell us about the health service model, the model that you're utilizing in Penang Mutang?
One of the things that we utilize in Penang Mutang is ensuring a good pathway to healthcare. We want to become the stepping stone towards the healthcare system for our people, and we want to make sure that we follow their journey throughout the healthcare system. If they have to leave off reserve, then we want to be able to monitor, and when they come home, we want to be able to ensure that they get that quality of care on reserve.
And speaking with you earlier, it became clear that you're a firm believer in creating strong partnerships with others to help fuel the great work that you've done. Tell us more about the strategic alliances and how you approach those relationships.
I'm a big believer in networking and collaboration. Penang Mutang, as Chief mentioned, we see 47% of clientele that are not from Penang Mutang. And one of the things that we need each other in order to improve healthcare. We need our provincial counterparts. We need our federal counterparts in order to seek better services. One of the areas that had helped pave our way was the University of Manitoba. And, you know, they were able to bring in rehab therapists into the community, nursing students, dental students, mental health services. And we continued on partnering up with the Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority that bought in my health team. And we're part of the first Indigenous My Health team in the province. So what that does is it enhances services to your home nation. So right now we're seeing an increase in mental health services that we haven't gotten in previous years. So we have extra mental health supports. We also have chronic disease nurse that comes in on a regular basis. And we have nurse practitioners coming into the community that provide service and care for those that need it. And in collaboration with the University of Manitoba, like, we were able to bring in programs such as dementia that is needed. That's one of the programs that is in service by ISC, as well as the heart and stroke programming. And, you know, our programming and services continue to grow. I think working in partnerships, you build on to your health. And with both the University of Manitoba as well as the our My Health team through the Regional Health Authority, we're going to be establishing a physiotherapy. And I welcome that. And I'm hoping to kickstart that before March 31st.
Okay. So you have this awesome health center, you're building partnerships, and you're delivering strong services. What's next on your radar?
What's next on my radar is expanding more capital through our Jordan's Principle programming, because as Chief mentioned earlier, that's where we lack is the capital space in our facilities. I'd like to see a personal care home. I think that's a need in our nations, especially in rural settings, because you see many of our people in these hospitals waiting for placement in our care homes. And it saddens me because, you know what, we could do more as a nation. We could do more in partnership if we continue on. And I'd like to see a personal care home in our area because I feel like Penetang is the hub center for the northwest side of the Interlake. And I believe we could continue on building. We're the first pilot community through the expansion of FIMS, which is a portion of the STBBI and in contact tracing. So, you know, we're doing a lot of different things in our community just to bring services closer to home. And I'm a strong believer in networking and collaboration.
Can you tell us about the role that SCO can play in helping support your future initiatives?
Well, I think we've always received support from SCO and from you. And when it comes to creating community capacity, you've always encouraged us to build more on our own resources and independence, starting with health. I know that since I became the health director and under your leadership, Penetang has seen an increase in support for capacity building. I know that our community is excited about the health transformation initiatives SCO is leading right now to bring in more capacity for healthcare and to bring in and to bring it back to where it belongs in our hands. And I truly believe that. And I think we're going to get there. We will get there together one day. And, you know, we just look forward to working with SCO and the health transformation team to support all the great work that continues to lie ahead.
Thank you so much for that. Gwen Travers, it's always so good to chat with you. Gwen Travers is the health director of Penetang First Nation. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on Fireside Chats. And that's going to be it for this edition of Fireside Chats. Tune into the second episode of our three-part series on healthcare, where we are discussing everything from federal partnerships on healthcare to drug addictions. We have a number of folks to thank, including Kate Kent, Sandra Hodzik, and Mona Barchensky, for helping and to put this show together. If you have any questions or ideas on future episodes, you can send us an email at media@scoinc.mb.ca. We look forward to your feedback and to bringing you a brand new episode of Fireside Chats next week. On behalf of our entire team, I'm SCO Grand Chief Jerry Daniels, Miigwech and Padamaye for listening. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Fireside Chats with me, Grand Chief Jerry Daniels, brought to you by the Southern Chiefs Organization. We hope you join us next time for Fireside Chats, every Friday at 5:30, right here on NCIFM.